The following testimony is from Linda Masteller, wife of Pastor Rod Masteller at Putnam City Baptist Church in Putnam City, Oklahoma. Linda shared this testimony at a Rafa luncheon at their church on March 1, 1993, and again at the 5th annual Rafa luncheon during the Pastors' Conference at the Southern Baptist Convention in Houston, Texas on June 14, 1993.
I grew up in a pastor's home. I have been at church as long as I can remember. Ever since I was a little girl, I was always taken to church. I always tried to do the right things. I was in GAs. I did all the steps that we have in GAs. I even did a few extra. And I tried to do everything right. I tried to do what my parents expected of me. I made good grades. I did have a little seed of rebellion, but I pretty well kept it under control all those years. But I did grow up, I remember being a little bit resentful about not being able to do a lot of things. And mainly the reason I couldn't was because I was the preacher's daughter, and the preacher's kids didn't do things like that. And it seemed like there were lots of things that the preacher's kids didn't do, and I don't remember that many really positive things that about my Christianity. But I did love the Lord, and I really did want to live for Him, so I went off to a good Christian college, and the first week of college, I met the man of my dreams, who was also going to be a preacher, and somehow I had never envisioned being married to anyone else except a preacher. So we fell in love, and we got married. And that was the beginning of a wonderful storybook life for me. My life always had been very blessed. It had really always been very perfect. God gave us 4 wonderful, healthy, perfect children. And He especially blessed us, it seems, with having a first child who was very obedient and compliant to all the things that we asked her to do. And I was sharing with Michelle this morning. We were talking about this, and I said, you know, Michelle, I really don't remember you doing bad things. One of the worst things I can remember Michelle did was I dropped her off at Hefner one day, and she was dressed in these sloppy jeans and old shirt hanging out. And I felt so ashamed. And she assured me that she did do other things, but I don't remember them. Because I do remember Michelle being wonderfully obedient, especially in her high school years. She really set a wonderful example for a lot of other people living a Christian life. Well, because my life had always been so perfect, when people came to me with problems, you know, it really always kind of bothered me because all the answers I knew were just scripture verses and things like that, because I really could not identify with where they had been. And so I would, you know, try to think of some scriptures that I felt like would be appropriate and pray with them, but I really could not sympathize with them. Well, God saw fit to change my wonderful storybook life. And our second daughter, our second oldest daughter, He gave her a different spirit. In fact, her spirit, she's the daughter that is the most like me, except her little spirit of rebellion that I had always conveniently kept inside, she didn't keep there. She wanted to be her own person and do things her own way. And she started choosing boyfriends that were not ones that we really approved of. But the more we tried to steer her in a different direction, the more it seemed she would go in that wrong direction. We tried everything we knew. We did everything we'd ever been told to do, and nothing seemed to work. And one day, we sensed that she might be going to run away from home. And from this very church on the 3rd floor on a Wednesday night, she did exactly that. She ran away from home with her boyfriend. I was absolutely devastated. This is the worst thing that had ever happened in my life. I had rather prided myself on being a good mother and having wonderfully obedient children. I had prided myself on a lot of things now that I realize it. But she ran away from home, and she absolutely crushed something inside of my heart, my mother's heart. I thought, I cannot believe this has happened. I'll never be the same. I don't know if I can ever forgive her for this. We didn't know where she was for a number of days, but then we did find her. And by the time we found her and we knew that she was all right, I began to be very angry with her. And I thought, well, just let her go off and do that. Let her learn the hard way. Just let her follow in her own path. And a lot of anger welled up in me. But at the same time, a lot of other unresolved problems, bitterness and resentment welled up in me. The Lord had used this one thing to make a little crack into my heart to begin to do His work in my life. Because all of a sudden, a lot of other things seemed to go wrong. Satan had driven a wedge into our marriage, and it really began falling apart. Of course, we're the pastor and his wife, and that doesn't happen to pastors and their wives. So you keep smiling, and you keep coming to church, and you keep saying the very right things that you know you're supposed to say. And inside, you're falling apart, and your marriage is a wreck, and your family life is terrible. But we did that just as long as we could. I went to counseling. I tried all sorts of things. I read my Bible. I begged God to help me, to change me, to make me different and make me right. And it seemed like everything I had ever known all my life failed. And finally, we came to the end of ourselves. And my husband came before this church, and he asked if we could take a 3-month sabbatical. Now, this was misinterpreted by a lot of people. They thought we were taking a 3-month vacation. If that was a vacation, I never want to take another one. In a few short days, we found ourselves in Rafa. And it was one of the most difficult things I have ever done in my life. But I had become suicidal. I had considered all the different ways that I could take my life. But the only thing that kept me from it was all the people that I would hurt and disappoint, especially my family. So I thought to myself, if we can't find the kind of help that we need at Rafa, there is nothing else after this. So we went to Rafa for counseling. And it was the beginning of a whole new way of life for me. I will never, ever be the same after having gone to Rafa. I am so grateful that God called out a man named Robert McGee to begin a ministry like that. Because there I discovered not just my surface problems, but the root of my problems. And those roots went way back to my childhood, where I realized I had developed a lot of bitterness and resentment about growing up in a pastor's home and being denied things that I felt like would be fun and would help make me happy. I realized that I had become resentful about having to perform, always having to be perfect, always having to be number one, because I felt like if I was anything less, I would disappoint people, I would disappoint my parents, and most of all, I would disappoint myself. I learned so many things about myself, so many lies that Satan had told me, and I had believed as truth. And I worked through a lot of anger, bitterness, and resentment there. I wrote letters to people and told them how I had felt about things, letters, some which I mailed and some which I didn't. But I began to find real healing for my soul there at Rafa. That was only the beginning. When I left there, I was forever a different person, but I was very weak and I was very wounded, and my healing was only just beginning. We did continue our sabbatical, and we did not know if we would still love each other and be married to each other. I did not know if my husband at the end of 3 months would come back and be the pastor of this church any longer. I wasn't at all sure that I wanted to still be a pastor's wife. But at the end of 3 months, the time was up, and we had to come back and say something. So we came back, and we decided until God told us differently, we were going to be right here at this church, that this was the center of His will for us, and we were going to be in His will regardless of how we felt about things. And I have learned that if you just act upon right and act upon truth, in time, your emotions will follow. Now today, that daughter who ran away from home, whom I did not know if I could ever really love again, she is a freshman at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, a very conservative school that she chose. And today, I love my husband more than I have ever loved him in my life. And when people talked about growing old together, I really couldn't quite understand that, because there were a lot of things I really didn't like about him. But now I look very much, and he didn't like about me, but now we look very much forward to growing old together. Our family will never, ever be the same. It is much better than it ever would have been. My children are much more compassionate to people with hurts and needs in their life. They have very unusual wisdom when it comes to hurting people, and that is because of the pain that we've experienced. I was a very selfish, introverted person, and I really cared more about myself than anyone else. But God used great pain and difficulty in my life to open me up and help me become a more caring, compassionate person. Now when someone comes to me with hurts and pains, I may not have all the right answers, but I can feel for them and empathize with them because of where I have been. You know, if I could go back and make things different, there is no way I would change anything that's happened to me if that is the only way that I could learn what I have learned and become what I am becoming today.